Hi, I'm Bill Slavisek, R&D Director of Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast, and you're listening to The Gamer's Haven.
Dungeons & Dragons, Kingdom of Thoth. This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.vorpalnetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Animators were very similar. The animation style was extremely similar to Sayuki, so I think it's the same group.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is anybody weighing on you?
They just butchered it.
All right, so
I gave that one guy pink hair.
A ghost comes through the wall.
It's a red, yeah.
To attack
his hair
three.
Red.
What?
Hey,
are you
red?
Red.
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 Red. Red.
Red. Red. Red. Red. Red. Red. Red. Red. Red.
Red. Red. Red. Red. Red. Red. Red. Red. Red. Red. Red. Red. Red. Red.
Red. Red. Red. Red.
Red. Red. Red. Red.
Red. Red.
Red. Red. Red.
Red. Red. Red. That's not the paracast. That's the
actually, if you get to catch
the other dudes can't move, so they'll stand there. Saxon!
I was actually do you remember the really old animes? See Dragon Knight?
Yeah, you walked through the wall.
Dragon
nice
Knight.
I'll shift over here.
Anime.
I never saw Dragon Knight.
Just a half an hour anime. I'll have to let you guys borrow that probably.
Shift over here and apologize ahead of time to our lovely half elf person that we found making out with a bunch of zombies. Roar of Terror.
He's gonna do
this. It's a blast 5, so I'll hit pretty much everyone that way. So against the big guy is 28 versus Will. And these other two guys are different dudes, right?
The
big guy's something else in the other. Okay. 25 versus Will on one of those guys. On the other guy, it's 13 versus Will. And against our friend, it's a 17 versus Will.
It's a lot of terror.
13 won't hit.
Right.
What's your Will?
20.
But you're fine. Unless there's miss damage.
There is miss damage.
Oh,
fuck. Oops.
Such is the way of things.
I cast a perception check and try to run around.
The ones that failed, the ones that it hit, 15 points psychic damage, and they're dazed. Save ends. If it missed them, they only take half that, so 7 points of damage, and they're dazed until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
Then I'll use my minor action to give my dog action so he can try to get out of his thing.
I knew I shouldn't have been so shiny.
10. So he gets out of his, the dog gets out of his little thing. So
alright, so the dog can... Alright.
It's like having a nightlight with us everywhere.
Turned in. Mm-hmm. Well, a ghost... Well, you're inside the room, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I blast the big guy in the back with the magic missile.
Alright. Rolled it.
Killing my
25!
That will do it, yeah.
And damage
and
will
the bear
be...
Again.
It's intelligence versus reflex.
Did you ever take back?
Okay.
And no, when I use that power, I 2d4 again, so.
Plus intelligence.
Rawr.
Get out of the trash.
10 damage.
Climb in the trash can again.
You tried to.
Oh, I think he's still looking. Get out of there. He spends a lot of time in trash cans.
Get.
Remember what that says about him, right?
He's
severely magic missile. He's furious.
In the back.
He really is. I murder the big
putting
guy.
Putting him to sleep.
Murder, she wrote.
Oh.
You could stick him in the cheese barrel. He'll kind of like
me. Careful attack again.
Meow.
That is a 26 versus AC.
He ain't gonna like
it. Oh, so I get extra damage. Stop rolling a 1 on the D8 every time.
He's like, what's going on? Why is this happening to me? Who are you?
Okay, so 21 damage.
He saw a weak spot and went for it.
I mean, you should have seen him freak out over Kira's food this morning. He gave her some wet food and she was like, he was like flailing around and like kicking and growling, trying to get away from me so that he could eat her food. Get dog food.
But it smells magically delicious.
Yeah. God knows what he'd do with wet cat food.
Come here,
let's look. This cat food is supposed to, like, taste better than dog food. It's like, well, I mean, the animals. I've never tasted it.
That's a big cat. Right. Sure,
yeah. Yeah, I'm, like, licking up the friskies at work every day.
Alrighty, and the banshee food. Can still do one action. So he's going to reach out and touch you.
Jeez.
What was that, AT&T?
Does a 33 hit your reflex?
If I say no, will you believe me?
No.
But unless you're a demigod.
The funny thing on this is the damage is not as spectacular. It's only 6.
Indeed.
It's necrotic damage.
They said the extra got
fun.
Okay.
So it makes you feel worse.
Okay.
All right, Ola, you can move.
You're playing sleepy.
The ghost came through. Sorry, what? The ghost came through the wall. He's trying to kill Drugi.
I cast a healing surge.
Okay. Healing surge here.
I'm going to just turn on that. First, actually, am I within 2 spaces of all the bad guys? I'd like to move within 2 spaces of all the bad guys.
You'll need to shift forward 1.
Okay.
Chico's just hiding behind
that's
the
not good,
probably. It was like, you're
fucking nuts. I'm standing back here, bitches. Would 15 against Will hit anybody? Not want to re-roll if someone has then he's
a well, you have to roll the hit
anybody.
You have to roll the hit each one individually, remember?
So let's, okay.
So we'll start on Phantom Warriors and you need a 16.
Okay.
Alright.
How close enough? About an 18 then.
That will be
okay.
Hit 1.
Okay. That would probably not hit,
no. It's not 16?
No. That will definitely hit.
Alright, and then the big dude's will is a mighty 24.
Wow. Come on. Oh, yeah. That would be a 26, so yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
And then there's 2d10.
And you're healing him.
Oh, nice. Well, first of all,
yes,
the big
rebuking.
Guy has 3 damage from the last round because I used the channel divinity, which is this one. And then we have
just
the...
Just add it.
Okay, hold on. 23. Also, the target is immobilized until the end of my next turn. And push the target a number of squares equal to, basically, it's pushed 6 squares. Yeah.
Do you want to push that?
Please? Yes. Like to the opposite corner. Yeah.
4.
Yeah. It's push, it's away from him, I'm afraid.
Oh.
And right behind him is the puppy. 1.
4. Well, he can only go 5. Or he's pushing.
No, he can.
He can be pushed out the wall?
He's up, goes.
Oh, yeah.
He flies.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's pushed how many squares then?
No, so that's 6. The big dude, and that's not the one that just got damaged, so that's not going to work.
Well, that's what he was talking about.
I thought he was talking about the little phantom dude.
No.
No, you were talking about the big guy.
He was talking about the big guy who had the spinning thing on him.
I don't get it. Just a moment.
Just a moment.
How much damage did you do?
Well, it was against
a whole bunch.
23 damage against him specifically.
All right, and go ahead and move him. So put him outside.
Do I roll damage for all the others individually or not?
No, it's just whatever the damage.
Okay, then they would be 20 for all the rest.
For anybody that got hit.
Yeah.
And do they get pushed 6?
Yeah, because if they get killed, the target's immobilized and pushed.
So
6.
What's the miss effect on it?
It'd be half damage if the target's not pushed or mobilized.
Okay, so didn't you miss one of those guys?
Yep, I got it.
Yeah, the middle guy.
So it'd be 10 damage.
Yep.
6. That's right, assholes. Float outside that room.
And it also, everybody, it's like adjacent to me gains temporary hit points of 3. That it really probably helps, but there you go.
Yay!
I listened for
a good one. All right,
Valley. It's better to poke in the eye.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see.
It's all your turn.
My bad. There's nobody around you. Well, no, that's not true. There's one dude around you, so one he take some sort of...
Yes, he's going to take... Where am I? 1d6 of fire damage.
Oh, that cat has like
one
a.
Damage.
Yeah, stare at me. I'm in the center of attention.
Well, he is a cat.
Yeah.
I might as well cast Burning Spray at them.
At the one dude?
At the one dude. It's not going to do shit to him, though. So it's going to be 14, 10, 24 versus reflex.
That will hit the dude.
And then it's 1d.
Oh, you're so dusty.
And it will do 2 damage to him, plus 10, 12 damage.
Yay, 12 damage. Alright, so the scene is, you've got all these guys pushed outside except for one. The other dudes are hovering creepily outside the tower. Immobilized. one who's not immobilized, it's up to Drew Yee. What would you like to do? You can't, there's nobody in, well...
I can't see past Azor, so...
Well, there's nobody, you would have to go in the room to see one, because they've all been pushed outside the tower.
Okay, I'm going in the room then, to see one.
Okay.
So I'm in there.
You're like, is this it?
is this what all the noise was about?
Is this what you guys are all whinging about? Come on!
Okay. I'm gonna do a spiritual. No, wait. Let's not do that.
Foxy says this is a shirt that I could lay on and get black fur on. Maybe she shouldn't do that.
What's this cat's weight, just by chance?
He's 14.
14, so he's not as heavy as that one.
Okay, yeah. And 14 is normal weight for a cat.
Okay.
So.
Of his, he's a big cat.
Yeah, he's a big cat. He's fluffy. So.
Yeah.
Is it not a range?
I didn't notice that her arms, her legs
okay,
are
thin
and stuff.
Yeah,
so
right.
I mean, her bone—you can tell her bone structures.
Okay.
Yeah, she's
thinner.
She's a very petite little cat under all that blubber.
Blubber.
21 versus Will.
I'm a blubbery cat.
Yeah, that
will
hit a normal dude there.
Okay. We're worried about Marcy's cat. I hope she's not dead.
You can push
Monty's
this guy
just
like,
out
no, I've just been eating
everyone's
children.
It's possible.
It wouldn't be all bad.
You took a Wonka chicken sandwich.
21 radiant
Moxie
damage.
The hot.
Moxie the
hot. And he gains vulnerability 5 to all my attacks.
And the ones that I missed.
All the better to go.
I missed the little triangle. I was sad because I missed like.
Wits. Maybe she has some type of bloating problem.
So,
I don't know.
Amusingly, they're all outside.
Sweet.
Trying to get in.
Well, let's take this opportunity and.
But they're
opening chests.
Yes.
So, basically, I'm assuming smash and grab and
yeah.
And run for your lives.
He has a bag of holding, so just. Stuff everything in and run.
Wait a second.
That sounds like a plan.
That's good, but I do like that plan, but at the same time.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Opposed?
As long as there's no interdimensional spaces in the chest.
All of them are bags of holding.
Then it's not going to matter.
Probably open the chest and pull stuff out.
Okay. Don't have a lot of time.
Don't have
Let's just grab the chest.
Let's throw the chest in there.
So we're throwing all the chests in the whole line. The bag of holding? I would, yeah. Okay, no, I'm leaving the purple crystal here.
No, don't do that.
I'm not taking it.
All right.
I'm leaving it here.
You're like, ha-ha! I will take it.
Yeah, she throws some gems in here. I'm like,
throwing
sweet.
A gem
She doesn't
here.
Throw anything.
I'm just gonna,
she just flings
I'm
just
her
hand.
Fling my hand.
She's just crazily flinging nothing.
So
fling it, and it lands on the table.
To her. Now the rest of us seem to see it.
All right, so you guys go to the stairs. You book.
Did we grab the box on the table, too?
Yes.
Okay.
If not, you guys are all retarded.
You grab
I just
the
wanted
box.
To make sure.
Well, because we are retarded. I mean, this should be an established fact at this point.
You get outside and you don't have the
and
box.
I was afraid that you'd come back and be like, what?
You get outside and you see the main ghost sitting at the top of the tower hammering on the thing.
He's like, look, I have the horn.
Yeah, the room is sealed against spectral presence from the outside.
Alright, so you guys go down the stairs. I'm assuming you're going back to the skeleton, Vildel, and the tapestry.
Yeah.
You do so. You head outside.
And die.
Okay. And the fireball three.
And see my horse is dead. Partially
now.
Now, your horse seems to be in a very in-depth conversation with a giant toad.
Okay, so my horse is freaky and not dead.
Now, the horse probably doesn't have a high enough intelligence to understand anything that Toad is saying.
Think about what you just said.
So the horse is like,
So do you have any strong...
So we're talking about the three intelligence here from the horse.
All right, so we will end it there. You're outside of the...
The tower.
The tower.
I want to know what's in all the chests. You're not going to open the chest with the box? Come on now.
Alright, well the five chests have 200 gold pieces each.
Okay. Sweet.
Four. So 1,000 gold altogether. One of the chests has a small gold inlaid box. One of the chests big chest and a little bag has 5 gems of 50 gold pieces each, and the main little box chest has the horn of Valid in it.
Yay!
So who's going to hold on to the horn?
I'll hold on to
stuff. I guess the druid.
I'm holding on to everything else.
There's the responsible one.
Yes, the responsible one. You hold on to the horn of that. Power.
Okay. Put that in your character sheet.
Yeah.
And I picked up the gem.
Oh,
yeah, you took the gem.
I didn't see the gem.
Except the gem doesn't exist.
Not to him, but I took it.
She keeps trying to hand it to me, and I think she's crazy.
Just like here. Take it.
Yeah, so you don't throw it in the room?
I still think it's a summoning.
No, I throw it in the room.
You smash it.
I said it.
She throws it in the room, and it's still going to be in her pouch. That's
right.
Going to be the
And as the you know the game goes down to the end, she checks her pouch, and it's there.
That's the thing. I said I would.
Right, okay. So when do we want to meet next? Or do we want to wait for...
Do you like that sound? Then check out the Gamers Haven Podcast at www.gamershavenpodcast.com. It's three guys talking about RPGs, board games, and all things game-related. There is also a huge selection of actual play recordings featuring a variety of your favorite gaming systems. Don't worry, you're safe here. You've found a Gamers Haven.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.